This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Hey, podcasters, welcome in. You've done a good job again downloading this. Em is taking a couple of days off, as you know very well. Joining me is Celeste Barber.
Hi, team. Hi, everyone. Hello, podcasters.
Yeah.
We can swear on this, can't we?
Yeah, these are the fucking diehards, mate.
Fuck yeah. Fuckity. This is so good. Oh, I feel so free.
Yeah. Every time I do it, though, I'm like, oh, fuck, are we still on air?
Yeah. My agent has said to me, how do you do that without swearing? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Every day. I just spend an hour from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. just swearing it up a storm.
Just get it out of your system.
Kids love it.
Yeah. Dad's awake.
Dad's up. Well, enjoy it, podcasters.
Have fun.
It's the radio show that even our boss can't get enough of.
Jace Allen, our boss, is answering phones.
Oh.
So make sure you say g'day.
He'd be happy about the shout out.
He's not too big of a guy. Do you think, you know what, you guys, I'm the boss. I'm above answering phones, not Jace Allen.
Move it on.
Hosted by two people who aren't afraid to speak their truth.
I've never met a truck driver I didn't like, to be honest.
I have.
131060 would take more calls.
And have a very specific list of demands when it comes to socialising.
I now have got to the age that when I get to an event, I automatically source the seating. I need to be able to eyeball where I'm going to be able to sit in 10 minutes.
I'm at the stage now where I'm bringing my own seating.
Let's be honest.
Like, I'm taking seating with me.
We're at the stage where we're not even going.
Now I'm
not. This is
the Ambrosiano Radio Show
with Holly Breen.
Almost 6 o'clock, morning Sydney. It's a slightly different sounding Ambrosiano Radio Show with Harley Breen this morning. However, we do have ourselves a Harley Breen. Morning, mate.
G'day, buddy. And that, of course, is the voice of the wonderful MC.
Well, just MC, but thank
you. Mate, you're the most handsome man in radio, and that's saying something.
Oh, come on.
And, of course, in the studio, filling in for Ambrosiano when she takes much needed time off for herself, is Celeste Barber.
Hi, good morning. You're both very attractive. It helps, trust me.
Oh, mate, we were made for radio, weren't we?
I think so. I've been told I have a face that people don't like either, so that's good.
Oh, really?
So it's really good to be here, be a part of this.
There's nothing
wrong
with your face. You're glad that it's here.
Well, someone said to me, you're not ugly. You just kind of got a face that people kind of don't like.
What? Oh, you're definitely not ugly. You're just a bit annoying.
Yeah, you just have a face like a drop pie. Thanks, mate. You're on your own today.
Well, oh, dear. I've ruined it already.
It's only gone 6 o'clock. She's walked out after 3 minutes in the studio with us. What else could go wrong this morning?
Well, guys, it's a flat-out show. There's heaps of stuff. We're talking about, well, euthanasia.
Woo!
Eyebrow tats.
Face tats, mate.
Yeah, face tats.
Face tats.
And Lennon had a play date, so, geez, don't go anywhere.
All right. Plus, Alpha Bucks this morning. $10,000. You could score it between 7 and 8 a.m. Em taking a couple of days off. Harley's still here. You're not anywhere. You're
the
here.
Whiff is always here.
He's here, mate.
And obviously, Celeste Barber filling in for Em this morning, which we are naturally pumped about.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks,
Celeste Barber, mate. It's been a little while since I've seen you.
I haven't seen you. Yeah, I think the last time I saw you, you were on stage. Remember you gave me free tickets to your gig at the Enmore and I didn't stick around. I saw you.
Yeah.
And you were great and I was doing all the, up the back.
Oh, yes, that gig. Yeah, yes.
And then remember I text you after it going, sorry, I couldn't hang out. But what are you up to later? Do you want to get a drink with some friends? Heard nothing.
So you're talking about the gig that I did with Russell Howard, one of the biggest stand-up comics in the world. You came and you called it my gig, which is lovely, and you saw me and left before the guy.
I am loyal. I am loyal to that because then I went and hung out with drag queens. So,
yeah, no, that's I'll pass that on to Russ.
But I hung out.
You enjoyed the tickets.
I would not know that man if I fell over him. I was very happy to see you. And you're
Thank you, mate.
Were born gifted, as you just said off air.
Yeah. Yes, I was born gifted. Well, you know, it's not everybody that gets born with a face like this.
No.
So
we know, mate. We get it.
Now, you said off air that you've just clocked over 2.7 million
this
followers.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
Casually.
Just what I say when I walk into rooms now.
Yeah.
2.7 million. How many have you got? I'm Celeste, by the way. That's just usually how I enter a room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
That's
good.
The right way to do it if you got 2.7 million followers on Instagram.
Yeah, not dollars.
No.
And I actually did do that shout out. It's like, how do you all feel? Imagine if like every one of you just gave me a dollar. Didn't go well. People didn't like that. Oh, I need to go to college. I'm not giving you money.
Sorry, I'm mate. One of your followers. I'll give you a dollar.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, somebody give her a dollar.
Yeah, and say it's from Harley. Harley sends his love. No, you gave me free tickets to your show.
Yeah, I love that you're referring it to my show. I was like, when did I have a show at the Enmore?
Sell out the Enmore, yeah.
Yes. Now, how is the what's it called, Instagram story world going for you now, Celeste?
It's good. It's good. Yeah. It's a job. I mean, it's fun. I like
it.
Well, it's a job that I don't get paid for, so...
Yeah.
It's a hobby then.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah. Got to keep up... Yeah, it's exactly. Got to keep up the content, mate. But I don't... I mean, I've posted about 800 of those half-naked, unflattering, inappropriate photos of myself being paid for four.
I must say I have noted that there's more Celeste skin out there than other...
Yeah. Other skin. Because
other
the
skin.
Photo...
Yes.
Because... The models don't like to wear the clothes.
Right.
So challenge accepted, mate. Either does Celeste then.
So you've got to get your butt out.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you feeling all right with that?
Yeah, it's all right. There's sometimes I watch it and I'm like, no, that's full on. Whoa. And my son will be like, Mum, isn't that private? And I'm like, turns out it's not.
It's literally my private parts.
Turns out it's not. No, people do want to see my sphincter. So you'll be fine. So, let's go with that.
Yeah.
2.7 million of them.
But you know what they say about your sphincter? It's very Hollywood.
Yeah.
By the way, if anyone wants to follow you and you can add to the 2.7 million followers, you are on Instagram.
At Celeste Barber.
Do it, Sydney.
Harley's exactly. doing it.
Yeah.
Let's all do what Harley does. She's also giving me a dollar.
That person you heard giggling in the background, that was Celeste Barber. By the way, Harley, can we get Celeste in every morning because the boss, Jace, has offered to buy coffees this morning.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do that a lot. When you go, we've got 15 seconds left of the song, that's when I decide to go. Yeah.
Well, if he's paying, come back all the time.
You clearly need a coffee.
Yeah. I'm feeling a bit flat. A bit flat here.
Yeah, I like how Jace treats the guests. Mm. So,
but everyone's like, Jace? Jace has got the credit card out. Dude, he's paying this morning.
And you're just getting a tea. What's wrong with you?
I've never had a cup of coffee in my life,
but
ever.
Don't drink it. Jace is buying it. Get eight coffees and just sit in there.
I'll have eight coffees, please.
That's right. Everybody's dietary requirements change when Jace's credit card comes out. Oh, no, I have duck for breakfast every morning, Jace.
Just a side of caviar to my soy latte, please.
Can I get a lobster jammed up that duck? All right, need to pee leads man to $50,000 lottery win. There's a headline.
There it is.
Yeah, it's quite... Well, to be honest with you, that headline gave the article away. So
I was going to say, well done.
That's no mystery.
Coming up after the break,
it's done.
Ali has another amazing headline to read out.
A Maryland man who stopped for a pee break on his way to work ended up buying a lottery ticket that won him, guess how much?
Well, I know it's in front of me.
$50,000. The 49-year-old Bel Air man, maybe it was Will Smith, told Maryland Lottery, that was a good reference in any
in West Philadelphia, born and
thank
raised.
You.
No, we got
playgrounds where I spend most of my days to talk amongst yourselves. Chilling out, relaxing. No.
He was halfway to work Monday morning when he made a pit stop at the Perry Hall BP station in Baltimore to use the restroom. One too many cups of coffee, I guess, the man said.
How old was the man? One too many cups of coffee, I guess.
He was 49, but he lost his teeth in a boating accident.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
The salesman said he stopped to use the scratch-off ticket vending machine while walking back to his car. There's a vending machine for scratchy tickets?
Yeah,
wow,
they've
got
it all.
That's not going to create a gambling issue, is it? I play scratch-offs every once in a while, and all my recent tickets have been the $2 million fortune game. Wow. The man said he bought two of the $30 tickets and was shocked when he scratched off the first ticket to reveal $50,000. There's never been a better reason to take a pee, Celeste.
Yeah, wow. That's so good.
Have you ever won money in your life?
Oh, actually, that's a big fat lie. I have. I won $100 on a scratchy.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And I put it all on my phone bill because I'm one of those people. I know a guy who's won the lottery twice.
What?
Yeah.
Twice? How much was each win?
Like hundreds of thousands of dollars each win. Yeah. Wow. So my husband used to work with him. So he won the lottery twice, as I say, and another guy that worked with them, there were just the three of them, he got struck by lightning twice.
Oh,
so,
well, there you go.
Swings and roundabouts.
Maybe you want to share all that out.
I do like that you just said you won $100 on the scratchy and you paid off your phone bill. You'd be the type of person then who'd win the lottery and then you just stay at work and be responsible.
No. No, I was too scared. I was too scared. Shut that down. I was too scared that my phone was going to get cut off. Oh, sorry. Yes and. No, shut up. That's how I roll up here.
Now, do it in Argentinian.
Haven't had my coffee yet, mate.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Have you ever won anything?
Me?
Yeah.
Just life, buddy.
Just life. Just this job. You won this job.
I won this job.
You are a winner.
Yep.
That's how people look at it, I think. God, he won getting that job.
As well.
How else did he get it? I don't know. Won it.
By the way, Celeste Barber in for our M this morning.
Hi, that team.
All correct.
Yeah, that's well done.
MC.
Thank
you.
All in one breath, it sounds like.
Can amazing. Read off a piece of paper.
Yeah,
can do a radio.
Mm-hmm. Mad for a radio.
Thus far, it isn't even 7 o'clock yet. There is plenty of time for that to derail and not do radio.
Slippery slope. Slippery
I'll do
slope.
My best to derail that.
Game on.
But right now, Celeste is flaring her Bogan roots and talking about face tattoos.
I got myself a face tat, you guys.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, Kat, can you see it?
Doesn't look like
no.
it.
No.
Because, you can get your eyebrows tattooed now.
They're tattooed.
Yeah, well, they're tattooed. I mean, some of them are mine.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think a lot of them are mine, but turns out I don't have enough because I was in there for about 2 hours when she got stuck into it.
You're the perfect stand-in for Emma Rosiana because she also has eyebrow tattoos, yes.
We go to the same lady.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we face tatted up ourselves. But I don't think she was there for as long because she's got a good brow, that M.
Yeah.
Me, no, my eyebrows are a victim of the 90s. They're just like a couple of hairs that go across.
Yes, right.
It's really good talking about this. It's more of a visual medium story, really,
isn't
it?
No, it's fine.
No, keep going.
It's good.
You do look shocked, though, constantly.
That's the Botox. That's what that is that I haven't got. No, I wasn't going to get it done, but then this lady was like, no, you've got to come and get it. And I got it. Then I clearly did get it done. And then I looked like John Howard for a few days. Like they just.
Oh, man.
I know. And not in the good way, if there is a good
There's a good way to.
Yeah.
What's the good way looking like John Howard?
Well, the way that I don't is the good way to do it.
Have you seen him recently? He's come out lately.
He's come out.
He hasn't come out of the
Yay!
Closet.
Hashtag
love wins.
I mean, we're all waiting for that.
Yeah.
But he's out talking about the moral decay of something. But his eyebrows, they're just as bushy, but I feel like they're so small now. They're basically an inch cubed.
Yeah, right. He's got a square hair. He's got square hair above his eyes.
Yeah,
square of hair.
Yeah.
Are they still long?
They're massive.
But they're not curly.
It's weird.
One would think when they get to that length, they might curl. Mm-hmm. But his are just straight out.
I think they'd work as an airbag if he ever fell over, which I'd imagine happens quite a bit for a man
or gets
of his intelligence. He would fall and just bounce off his eyebrows.
Yeah, as he's falling, people are like, oh, God. He goes, no, I've got this. I've got this. Watch. I've got this. Oh, but how didn't you scratch your nose? Because of my hair cubes above my eyes. Yeah.
I got hair cubes, mate. Everyone's got hair cubes.
Get yourself some hair cubes. He should get into eyebrow tattooing.
I got it as a reward for getting rid of voluntary compulsory student unionism and ruining universities. But anyway.
Righto.
All right, mate. Just a cube of hair. Calm down. Just a cube of hair on your face.
Hi, Gary Megan here. If you know me, then you know that I love everything about food. And now I'm sharing that love with my podcast series, A Plate to Call Home. Listen now on Podcast One as I speak to fascinating people about the innovative things that they're doing in food and, of course, share their stories. If you're into food, you'll love my podcast, A Plate to Call Home. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
I'm a little sad that I wasn't asked to sing those.
Well, yeah, I mean, would you like to give it a go now?
Oh, I can't. I need to warm up.
Have a crack,
mate.
Period. Da-da-da-da-da. Down.
There you go.
I danced as well.
Bang on, mate.
Thanks, mate.
You're not quite as good as my singing.
Go. I've heard it. We've heard it. Trust me.
Oh, mate. The notes can put a baby to sleep.
Oh, kill
with
them.
With fear. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. 131060, what's the superior sicky excuse you have used? We want to take your calls. There are two tickets to see her. Is what we're giving away today.
I'm going to
I'd imagine you just make up some sicky excuses. Like a sicky excuse.
Like,
but we
can't come into
them.
Work because I just got tickets to see her.
There you go.
Perfect excuse.
This is on the back of a story that comes out of Western Australia. Great state of Western Australia. A rogue state. Australia.
L is optional when you're in Western Australia.
Look, let's be honest. It's optional everywhere.
Yeah, true. True, my lord.
Electrician fired after using twisties to skip work. Oh, brilliant. An electrician from Western Australia was sacked after using a twisties packet to skip work to allegedly play golf for 2 years.
Wow.
Oh, I like this guy. And I like that he's a bit older.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah, the Fair Work Commission found Tom, I won't say his last name, 60, was fairly fired after he used the packet to mask his work device's GPS.
What kind of twisties do we reckon? Chicken or cheese? I mean, I don't want to derail the break, but it's also a really important question that needs to be
asked. It's either, you know, it's chicken or cheese is the choice, so it's either cheese or he's a serial killer.
Shut
that down. Wow, really? I could murder a bag of twisty, chicken twisties.
They're not bad. Yeah. They're severely underrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, as you were, mate. Sorry, get back to your friend.
Going.
Anyway, he was using apparently the foil on the twisty packet was jamming the GPS's functionality, so his bosses didn't know where he was. And for 2 years, he was just taking large breaks and going off to play golf.
That is committed.
Is his want.
Brilliant.
That is committed to that. Oh.
Absolutely amazing.
So, wow, I love this guy. I love this guy so much that he's gone, I'm going to throw it in a twisties pack. How do you figure that stuff out, though?
Is it genius?
I don't know, but he should be the president of WA.
I think he probably is.
It is a different country over there.
It is. Passport and everything to get there.
The exchange rate is horrible.
131060 then this morning. What's the superior sickie excuse?
Well, we need to, the way it works too is we've all got to give our examples.
Go, Breen. Hit it.
Me?
Yeah,
sickies?
What do you got? Oh God. The four days this year you've come to work.
I had a tooth pulled and I couldn't talk properly.
Yeah, can't speak. Can't be doing that. I used to work in a call centre and I said I'd broken my wrist.
Oh, good.
So I couldn't.
That,
I couldn't
that impedes
type
your
on
talking,
the. No,
doesn't it?
But I can't type on the computer, so I had to go to work for the next 6 weeks with a bandage on.
Had you broken a wrist?
No, mate. No, mate.
I got a mate of mine when I was 15 years old. I was working at Red Rooster in Bundaberg, Queensland.
Oh,
shout out.
God, shout out. They're not listening.
They're not listening, mate.
Bundaberg, no.
Okay. So I wanted to go to a party, so I got my friend to call up, and he called up and said, hey, this is Harley's friend. He doesn't like you.
Well,
and then I lost my job, so it was it was a permanent sickie.
Bundaberg, I think I'm pretty proud to have you.
Me and Mel Meninga.
131060, what's the superior sickie excuse? Call us. You could score these tickets to see Sia by demand. New seating tickets, by the way, are nostalgic for the present Sydney show just released at Allianz Stadium Saturday, December 2. This is long. Tickets on sale now at ticketek.com.au.
Wow.
Good job, MC.
I thought when you said this is long tickets, I was like, is that the name of a show?
No. Just
what?
Important details we need to get through. 131060, call us. You could score those Sia tickets. What's the superior sickie excuse? We'll talk to you next.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
We're backing vocals from Celeste Barber. By the way, this morning up for grabs, Sia tickets by demand, the new seated tickets to a nostalgic for the present Sydney show. They've been released. It's all happening Allianz Stadium Saturday, December 2nd. So damn soon, tickets on sale. Get them at ticketek.com.au or better yet, win them right now.
That's correct. And to win them, we are doing what is the superior sickie excuse on the back of an article about an electrician, 60-year-old electrician, Tom, in Western Australia, who took a sickie for 2 years by putting his GPS in a packet of twisties.
But took his sickie to play golf.
Play golf.
Didn't just sit at home and do nothing. Really threw his back into this.
What kind of work GPS tracks their employees, by the way? Is that a normal thing?
It's West Australia, mate.
Have you been over there?
Yeah. People need to know your whereabouts at all times, or people assume you're dead.
Fair enough.
You've got to track them. Otherwise, they've just gone missing. Where'd Tom go?
It's a big place.
Haven't seen Tom in 2 weeks. Guess we should start the funeral prep. Yeah.
Right. So we have Nicole in Northmead. G'day, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Yeah, very good, mate. What'd you do for a sickie?
Mate, the go-to has to be gastro. Out both ends, no one asks questions. Just come back tomorrow.
You know what, Nicole? You're absolutely correct because you were one of 10 people that called up and said gastro.
Kim just came in and went, I can't put through 10 calls of gastro. And Harley's like, I think you can.
I really want to.
I think you should. Bye, yeah.
So, but what happens, Nicole, if you use gastro as an excuse and then you get gastro? It's just a bad bout.
Well, then you're really up shit creek, literally.
Oh, there we go. Do we even need to take any more calls?
We do. We've got Helen in Blackhurst. G'day, Helen.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Hello, Helen.
What do you use excuse? Yeah, very good.
That's good. So my sticky excuse go-to is the children are sick.
Oh, yes, I've done that heaps. Yep.
I do it.
It's a bit guilty, but if you need to.
I've even offered my friends who don't have kids to use my kids as an excuse sometimes. I'm like, just blame my kids. Just say you're looking after them and they're sick, mate. It's fine.
Care is leave.
Yeah.
And the thing is that kids are sick all the time. Just choose which one you want to use as an excuse.
All the time. How do they survive life?
They are filthy germ
bugs. They are filthy animals.
They're disgusting creatures.
Horrible revolt. Like, anyway, let's go to Ashley.
Honestly, babies, like what is...
Yuck.
Like if a grown human did even half of what a baby does by 10 o'clock in the morning...
Be judged.
You would not even talk to them.
No.
You're a disgusting human being.
You talk about them, you'd be like...
Absolutely.
Cop a load of Barbara. She's lying there like a bag of off milk. What is wrong with her?
What's with Ali? Anyway, Ashley in Peakhurst, what have you used as a sickie excuse?
I once told them that I had chicken pox.
Good call.
Okay, but that's a committed sickie, so that's not one day.
No, I got almost 2 weeks off.
Ashley.
Yes. Yeah. What, did you just have to stay at home in hiding?
No, I was living on my own, so I just got to do whatever I wanted.
So I just went to Bali for 2 weeks.
Just had to stay on social media. That was the only thing.
Yeah,
that is a good tip, Ashley, for anyone out there throwing a sickie. Oh, don't do any Instagram posts.
No, don't post it. Don't post it.
Very good. Jared, how you going, mate?
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, buddy.
What do you got?
All right, so I said I had an eye infection.
Yeah.
But I went to the point and went and brought an eye patch and took photos and sent it to the guys and said, hey, look, I'm a pirate.
That's committed.
Hey, guys, look, I'm a pirate. You're an idiot. You know,
that is so good.
I'm writing that down
as Jared said he was a pirate to get off work, which is a great reason.
Why can't you come into work? I'm a pirate. Okay.
Nah, it's fair.
Yeah, fair enough.
Go out and pillage.
Jared's
Kylie,
a pirate again. Go,
in
Kylie.
Manly, what do you got?
Yeah, morning all.
Hello, mate.
I called my boss one day and told her that I'd had a bad experience with some near loss and couldn't possibly wear pants.
You'd had a bad waxing experience, is
that? Yeah, and she actually felt sorry for me and it worked a treat.
Said that you couldn't wear pants.
Oh, just down there, of course.
That is such a great excuse.
I can't wear pants. I can wear an eye patch, but I can't wear pants.
Don't wear an eye patch as pants. But I honestly think we peaked right at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole from North Mead, right up shit river.
Yeah.
Well done, mate.
Awesome.
Fake poo. Pretend poo.
Have you been listening to this show all year?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're going to see her, mate. I'll be there too. I won't see you, but great. We'll both be there.
Yeah. Good chat.
See ya.
It's a real shame there aren't like webcams in the studio or something that people could watch as we all witness. What would you call the dance moves you're doing right now? Celeste Barber,
painful.
By the way, filling in for Emma.
I call these dance moves painful. I also am not sure if this is a dress or a top and I just... maybe should have put pants on. I just realised that.
I call that dance move good for the physio.
Yeah.
No, it works.
Money for the chiropractor.
Yeah. Are you wearing a dress shirt? Is that what it is?
I think it's supposed to be a dress.
I think so.
Well, can we just say it is?
Yeah.
Oh, now everyone out. Hey, everyone.
Wow.
So let's
real audience out there for you.
G'day. Morning. Remember that time I did radio and just wore a top?
Yeah.
And it's, cowboy boots, though.
I feel like I'm living it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rachel. How you doing, mate?
Morning. How are you going?
Hi, Rachel.
Very good.
Are you wearing pants? With your pants on?
I am.
Right.
Yes, I have.
It's right. An inappropriate question, to be honest with
Is
you,
it?
But
no.
Thanks for answering.
Yeah.
It's a matter.
Thanks for being a part of the show.
Rachel, you yeah. have made it through to this 7 a.m. Alpha Bucks, and lucky for you, your letter is L. We have given at least two lots of the 10 grand away to the letter L. Let's hope we do it again today.
Wow. Okay.
Come on, Rach.
Just go front of mind. First thing that pops in your head, say it, move on. You've only got 30 seconds. It happens very quickly. And trust your brain. It's probably a good one because you managed to dial the number.
Yeah. Well, that's done. Out of your head. There's $100 right there.
Yeah.
No?
There
is that how it works? No?
All right. So, as I said, 30 seconds. Time starts after the first question. We've got to take your first answer and you can only use it once. You get all 10 right. You've got $10,000. Here we go, Rachel.
Okay.
Name a Sydney train station.
Leichhardt.
A male celebrity.
Lyle Lovett.
A drink.
pass.
An American city.
Pass.
An item of makeup.
Liner.
A star sign.
Leo.
A shoe brand.
Pass.
An electrical item.
Pass.
A confectionery item.
Lollies.
A TV host.
Larry Emder.
A drink.
Lemonade.
Oh. A little bit late on the lemonade.
Oh.
How many did we get for Rachel? Very good, Rachel. $600 there in the skyrocket.
Well done. Do you know what? I think we should give her $10,000 for saying Lyle Lovett.
Lyle, yeah. I know. Where did that come from?
Front
that
of brain. Front of brain. You took Harley's note there and went a bit of front of brain acting.
Dear. Well done,
anyway.
Well
you. Done, Rachel. We've had worse and better. But anyway.
We've had heaps better. I haven't been here much, but when I have been here, they've been heaps
We'll
better.
Do it again after 8 as well. So another $10,000 on the line with Alpha Bucks.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au.
Or download the Podcast One app.
I think my 6-year-old son is totally stressed out.
Oh. I've realized, why? What's
well,
happened?
Well, because yesterday...
Got a big exam coming up?
What
does a 6-year-old have to
me. I'm his test.
Too much homework?
He said to me a few days ago, he's like, Mum, I think I need a space in the house where I can meditate. And I went...
What?
Who are you? Go away. Why? Maybe that's why. And he's like,
By the way, I'm so keen to hear the full story. Later on, I'm talking about my son and meditation, not made up. That is the absolute truth.
Really?
He's 7. Yep, totally.
What's going on? What are they teaching them at school?
Well, who knows?
Who knows how to be stressed?
I feel but like he some said days to me, he's getting dumber.
Oh, the apple of our eye. No, my boy said to me, Lou, he goes, I need a peace area, a peace space.
Oh yes.
A peace space.
I went, okay, cool. And he goes, no, I do. I need a space around me in the house where I can just relax. And I was like, why? Why are you saying that? Is it too full on here? Am I being too full on? What do you need? Do you need it upstairs or downstairs? Do you want it in your room or in my room, in the bathroom? Ah! Like, had a total
You say,
moment.
In your underpants, posing in front of something weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, darling, I will set up a peace space. Just take the photo for mummy because 2.7 million people need to see this. Come on. We will get to
Can't imagine why the guy needs a little bit of privacy.
Hold my bra and hurry up. Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday I spent $135 on crystals.
What? That is a very big jump from what you were just talking about. There is no justification in what you just told me for $130 of crystals.
We've met, mate. I'm not known for my rational thinking. You need a peace space? I'll get you a peace space. I'll build you a studio out the back and I'll get Buddha in there. Like, I'm really full on about it. So I put them out and he loves it. He kind of just oms and zens out
Does
down
he?
There. Yeah. It was my office. Now it's his peace space.
My boy has a Medi Teddy. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's a meditation teddy bear.
Oh, I like that. What do they do?
Oh, I don't know, mate, but in other news...
you just spent $135 on a teddy bear, mate.
It was not far off that price, to be honest with you. 131060, Sydney, we are talking about, and just taking your opinions on voluntary assisted dying. I know it's a big topic, and I'm talking about it with absolute respect. I'm sure there's people that are certainly not for it. But the reason we're talking about it is this is voluntary assisted dying bill passes Victoria's upper house state to make history. The historic voluntary euthanasia laws have passed Victoria's upper house after a 28-hour marathon sitting, leaving the state on the brink of becoming the first in the country to legalise assisted dying for the terminally ill. In a dramatic end of days of debate, the Andrews government voluntary assisted dying bill passed with amendments, 22 to 18 votes in the 40-member upper house. It was a conscience vote for all MPs, and some wept as they cast their votes. Wow. It's a really big topic.
It's a big deal.
Because amendments to the bill were agreed, it must now return to the lower house for ratification before becoming law. Once passed, it will give patients suffering intolerable pain the right to choose a doctor-assisted death from 2019. To note, here in New South Wales, after a marathon debate that ran all of Thursday last week and ended at nearly midnight, the bill to legalise voluntary assisted dying has failed to pass the New South Wales upper house by a single vote, 19 to 20 against. Celeste, do you have an opinion on voluntary assisted dying?
I'm all for it. Yep. I'm of the same mind as you, my friend Harley.
Yes.
I'm all for it. I think people should totally have the right to be in control of when they die, especially people who are so ill and in so much pain. I've witnessed some very, very close friends of mine who have been, you know, racked with horrible cancers, and just it's really hard to watch. So, I'm all for it. Well done, Victoria. Well done.
And it's a very difficult subject for a lot of people, and I can speak from a perspective of being a former Christian. I understand that people that have committed faiths to many different religions find this a black and white matter. Mm-hmm. You don't have the right to choose life because that's in the hands of their God and their creator. And I get that. But what I don't understand is in this life, in this world that we live, we have just a multitude of choices that is offered to us in every different facet of life, for a whole lot of different reasons and decisions we get to make for ourselves. And then when it comes to our life's end, which can be rough, let's be honest, the decision's taken away from us.
Yeah, and it can be quite barbaric to watch. And it's a really full-on thing. And I think the fact that, putting that back into the people's hands, to be able to choose what to do with their life is a really great thing. I'm as I say, I'm all for it.
Well, my grandmother lived to the ripe age of 96, which is incredible. And I don't think anyone within her family and community regrets those years that we got to spend with her. But I know my grandmother personally, if she was given the choice, would have chosen
to
have had assisted death, because it was just going on and on and they were giving her medications so that her blood wouldn't clot and die. It's like, well, she's 96. Surely she should be allowed to go with some level of dignity.
Absolutely.
They did in the end is they just stopped doing that. They just stopped giving the medication, and then, of course, she naturally left the earth.
Naturally, 96. Yeah. Well done.
Good,
good on her.
Yeah,
great innings, as they say. Great innings. Which is weird because she's never played or watched cricket.
No. But...
if you've got thoughts on this, by the way, against it, for it, give us a call on 131060.
And we do have Sam has called in from Glenfield. Hello, Sam.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey, Sam.
Very good, mate. Thanks for calling in. It's a pretty meaty topic. What's your opinion on it?
I'm definitely all for it. I had to watch my mum suffer through a very fatal disease called CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, for at least 5 years. She sadly passed away in June last year. And if euthanasia was available, like readily sort of like available for us to be able to choose for her, we definitely would have made that choice, because it's no use watching your family member suffer a terrible disease. The only thing I don't really like about the bill is that the fact that they want to want people, the people that are in the disease or have got that disease, to make that choice, whereas when you have people that aren't of sound mind, they can't make that choice, unfortunately. And that would have been the case with my mother. She wouldn't have been able to make her own choice.
Sam, did you have the discussion with your mother before that point when she couldn't make that choice anymore?
Unfortunately not. She, by the time she was diagnosed, she wasn't aware of the fact that she had the disease.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's tough.
Well, thank you very much for your honesty there, Sam. I appreciate.
Thanks for the call, Sam.
Thank you very much. We got Jess also called in. Jess, you're a nurse?
Yeah, mate.
What's your opinion on the bill that's passed just now down in Victoria?
I'm so happy for it, hey. Like, I work in aged care, so to see these people suffer is just terrible. Like, look, you come to hospital and you pass away, we give you drugs, which is great to keep you comfortable, but sometimes it's not enough.
Yeah.
You know, and just to see these people sitting there suffering, thinking, I can't give you anything for like another 2 hours. This is being humane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. That's
We have the technology and we have the equipment to make people comfortable and give them dignity. Why make them suffer? It's just terrible.
I agree, Jess. And
we do it for our cats and dogs as well.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And thank you for doing that job, Jess, as well. I'm sure it's not an easy job at all. So thanks for being that person.
It's a privilege. It's a privilege.
Well, good on you, mate.
Well done, Jess.
And just so you know, Sydney, of the phones that we took here at Today FM, 100% of the callers are for it.
That's saying something. Well done.
So as it stands, as you said, so it was last Thursday here in New South Wales, didn't quite get across the line. Does it mean it's, and I think I heard that it's now not on the table to maybe 2019, when perhaps it could be brought up again and maybe the vote can happen a second.
Yeah, that is correct. They won't be debating that again until 2019. But hopefully Victoria is moving that change through federally and we can move forward with that.
Tell the truth. What have you had stuck in you?
Isn't that great?
Who is that?
Can't you see? What happened? Yeah.
That there's currently something stuck in me.
That is a listener.
Is it?
Stop.
Heard PJ heard how many openers that Em and I did and thought I could be as bad. and he
challenge
truly
accepted.
Is.
Oh, well, look, send him in if you think.
No. Don't send him in. That was horrible.
Yeah. And thanks for your contribution.
PJ, friend of the show.
Thanks, mate. Friend of the show.
Wow.
131060, Sydney, what have you had stuck on in you or what have you been stuck in? You want.
Don't call
today.
Us if you're on your way home from a night out, though. That's how we fall.
This is in the back of a story which I think resonates with me and any parent out there who's just trying to keep out effervescence in the bedroom. Parents forced to call in firefighters to remove handcuffs from their 5-year-old son after he found them in their bedroom and got his hand stuck. What a headline.
There. End of story. Don't even read the body of it. All we need is a headline.
Oh, look, this one's out of Victoria as well. I mean, they've got euthanasia and they've got 5-year-olds. A 5-year-old Victorian boy who tried on a pair of handcuffs he found in his parents' bedroom had to be cut out of them when his mum couldn't find the key.
Yeah, mum.
Wow, just amazing.
Gosh.
The boy found the handcuffs in his dad's drawer, I bet they were, on Tuesday night and tried them on, only for his mother to realise that they couldn't take them off. He was taken to the Narrewarren police station where the police officers fell apart laughing. It doesn't say that. In a bid to get the cuffs off before a CFA, that's the Country Fire Authority, firefighter, with bolt cutters was called in to free him.
Oh,
he had to get cut out by the jaws of life.
Jaws of life to get him out of those cuffs because his parents are porn stars.
That is so excellent. Have your children, you have 4 children. Two steps and two biological.
Two came out of me and two came with husband, yep.
Yes.
Have they ever been stuck in anything?
No, have they ever found compromising...
No, mate.
Sex toys is what I'm leading up to.
Yeah, we got there and I got there earlier. No, mate, they haven't.
Do you have a sex toy?
Listen.
Yeah, Yep. And it's 7:43.
I'm not sure that is what we're talking about. I'm just stuck on you.
Have we just
stuck
changed what we're getting
you.
People to call?
You've only got a week left, so you're like,
I'm
who
off
is
piece,
this chick,
mate.
Anyway,
I once got my finger stuck. Here
all
we
right,
go.
All right, all right.
No,
all right.
It's fine. It's G. It's G-rated. The opened fridge at the supermarket, the one that's really great for the environment, that's just pumping energy out to keep everything cold.
Yeah. And milk
no doors so that people can grab it easier.
Yeah.
They've got a little grate down the bottom of that. And when I was a little child, about 4 years old, I just stuck my finger in it to see what would happen. Well, I was stuck there for half an hour is what happened.
Oh, no. Cold. That finger would have been cold.
It was fresh. I was the fresh food person.
Yeah. You're that guy. That's your new job. You're the face of Woolies, mate.
Hello.
I have had my finger stuck in a ring.
Yes.
That I tried on.
Hang on.
Morning.
G-rated.
Yeah. That I tried on a really, and it was way too small. It's like, it's fine. It's amazing. And I couldn't get it off.
Oh, yes.
Had to buy it because I couldn't get it off. Had to then go into the bathroom and lather it with soap. Yeah. I'm just, this is going places.
No, you're good. You're still safe.
As I pulled it off, I ripped all the skin off my finger.
Oh.
As it was coming off. Didn't get the ring, mate.
Fully pull it off, it's called degloving.
Oh.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I have a wealth of facts in my head that really shouldn't be.
I think Sydney's like, I miss M. We all do. We all do.
13 10 60. You know how it works, Sydney. We read a story about somebody getting stuck in something or stuck in them.
G-rated.
You call up. Yeah, I'll keep it a G. And you call up and we hear your stories and we'll probably
give
you something.
Shall we play the opener one more time?
Yeah,
Should we do it again? Yeah, all right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
Tell the truth.
What was his name? PJ, was it?
PJ.
What have you stuck?
No, Joe, this is great.
Can't you see that there's currently something stuck in me?
Did he record that and send it in?
Yeah.
Legend.
Or did you guys get him in and go, we've got a stack?
No, we didn't ask for it.
No.
We welcome
sends them in.
Any openers here at Today FM.
Just like things that sometimes get stuck in you, we definitely did not ask for that.
Tell the truth.
The show's been hijacked.
What have you had stuck in you?
Oh, it's get better with every listen, doesn't it?
It really does.
It really doesn't.
It's an assault
of the senses.
You know what it's like? Blunt trauma.
Yeah.
Now, we opened the phones for what Sydney has had stuck in them, and we just really have not been disappointed.
Yep.
This is on the back of a story of a young boy, 5-year-old, who got his hand stuck in his mum and dad's special handcuffs.
Fluffy handcuffs.
For consensual adults.
Oh, wow.
Now, Taylor, how are you going, Taylor?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good, mate. What have you had stuck in you?
For 6 years.
I had a Skittle stuck up my nose.
Hang on, mate.
Smell the rainbow.
You need to sit down and talk us through this. You have had a Skittle. Wait, did you have it when you were... Am I reading this right? You've had that stuck up your nose for 6 years.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
No.
Oh, right.
What happened?
When I was... I was with my cousin and she was like 6 and we had those little baby Skittles.
Oh yeah, they're
and
safe.
She told me that if I sniffed it up it would taste better, and I was only 4, so I sniffed it up and
what's your cousin
it
doing
stuck
now?
Up my nose. She told me not to tell my parents so that she wouldn't get in trouble. So I never told anyone, and then I sneezed it out 6 years later because I forgot.
Imagine what it looked like.
So you knew it was like, could you feel it up there?
Yeah, for like, you know, the first year, and then I forgot about it.
And you sneezed it out.
Wow.
Yeah, I sneezed it out.
Was it rank?
It was really bad. It didn't look like a Skittle.
No, it didn't.
Do you fall down a lot? Because that's really full on.
Samuel in Liverpool. How you going?
Hi. Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Have you been stuck in something? Had something stuck in you?
When I was in kindergarten, I was in classroom listening to the teacher, and obviously as a kid you pretty get bored easily listening to the teacher, so
Shout out to the teachers.
Yep. Yeah, doing a good job, guys. Keep it up.
Thanks. Special person to be a teacher.
At the time, obviously, you know, I found a small rock on the floor, and I thought it'd be a great idea to block my ears with it. At first, I was practicing, you know, putting it in and then being able to take it out, and then I pushed it in too far.
Yes.
And it actually got stuck in there.
How long
was
it in
there? And how
long
for?
3 years.
Brilliant.
Are you and Taylor mates? Are you Taylor's cousin?
Did you fall over a lot,
Sydney? Did you fall over a lot? Did you tell her to put stuff up her nose? What's going on, Sydney?
All right, we got Bree in Beecroft. Hello, Bree.
Hey, guys.
Hi, mate.
So, when I was younger, my brother and I watched Dumb and Dumber, and you know the scene where he gets his tongue on the ski lift.
Yes.
Yeah, we thought it would be a great idea if one of us tried that on the freezer shelf.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Why would that go wrong, though? How could that possibly go wrong?
Oh, you know, just my tongue stuck in the freezer for 10 minutes. Nothing too bad.
I did that, but I came prepared. You've got to have a glass of warm water next to you to pour over your tongue.
Oh, my mum had to come and tear it apart. My brother had to go find her. 10 minutes later, mum comes and tears us apart.
Oh, mate.
That's some great parenting there. Just rip her off.
Sydney's really coming through with...
Mate, they'd never disappoint Celeste.
Stupid crap, yeah.
And finally, Scott in Campbelltown.
G'day, Scott.
G'day, mate.
How are you guys?
Yeah, very good.
Good, mate. What have you done? What have you done?
Well, I'm a motocross rider, right? So it's a dangerous sport.
Yep. Yes.
Random stuff that happens all the time, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
But this one day I was out riding with my cousin, decided to go off a jump and try something new, and there's something called a seat pop.
Yeah.
So what you do is pretty much you sit down on the seat as you're going up the jump, and it gives you more air.
Yeah.
This seat pop decided to give me a little too much air, and I ended up in a tree, hung upside down from my pants for about half an hour.
Seat pop. Ladies and gentlemen, that
Scott,
is a seat pop.
You are a radio pop, mate. You've nailed that. By the sounds of your voice and what you're into, you've called the wrong station, but that is absolutely brilliant, Scott.
Well done.
We must have a squatty potty sitting around Scott.
Do.
Yeah, good.
But hang on, how did you get out of the tree? I want to know.
Are you still there? Are you calling us from your mobile going,
That'd be one interesting story if I was still in the tree, I could tell you that much. But unfortunately, no. I had to partake with my good old friend the tree. And the fire brigade came half an hour later. I passed out. And, I woke up in the hospital and there you go.
Did you say you passed out?
Yeah, I passed out because I was hung upside down for too long.
Scott,
you're an absolute Aussie legend, mate. You're getting a prize. I don't know what it is, but everybody that called gets a prize.
I'm off. Got Celeste Barber in for the next couple of days, which is epic. By the way, if you don't have Stan already, you're an idiot. You should get Stan, and when you've got it, you should be watching The Other Guy. Creator in the studio, Matty O'Kine. By the way, if you're not going to his show on the 9th of December at the Emerald Theatre, you're a double idiot. You can get your tickets to We Made You, tickettech.com.au.
Well, you know,
lots of idiots.
I'm the biggest idiot is me, really. I've been walking around with a wardrobe full of deal breakers for the last at least 5 years. And if you don't know what I mean my undies.
Oh.
Have you? I mean, would you ever, Celeste or Harley, I mean, would you ever just find undies a deal breaker?
No.
No, mate.
Well, that's what I thought.
But I don't spend much time looking at them.
No.
Trying to get them off as quick as... Well, anyway.
Yeah. Hey, morning. International comedians here. Whoa.
I had a sweet pair of they were bright yellow. And then someone notified me that they just said, if I was with someone and they took their pants off and they were wearing those, absolute deal breaker.
Really?
You're out.
Really?
I know, right?
Superficial people are telling you this kind of stuff.
I figured if we're down to undies stage, then, I mean, you could be wearing anything and it'd be fine.
Exactly.
Well, I had to refresh everything.
You're a brave man to have
bright yellow undies. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Because mine are all black for a reason.
Oh, you're right. Safety.
Safety in numbers.
I mean, that's why I judge, just purely from interest. How do you keep that respectable?
Why bright yellow? Did you go looking for them, or they're just comfy?
I was going through a jazzy phase, you know.
In case you happen to be doing some road works in your underpants.
To match your fluoro vest.
Well, I got like dark skin, so I wanted something that really popped. You know?
Well, you've done it, mate. That'll do it. Yeah, your bright yellow undies.
Pair of undies.
Just the one pair?
But yeah, well, then I had some orange numbers as well.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, it was the same pack of three, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
7 days a week. Oh, every colour of the rainbow.
What'd you get? Bright orange, bright yellow. What was the other one?
I can't remember. I think they're just the greys. I think it was just the greys. Nothing too out there.
Grey mole on an underwear is just not good, is it? I mean, it's not sexy times.
But I'm also an idiot because I've just found out that I'm one of those people that I used to hate because I order a soy piccolo with half a sugar now.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
do
yeah.
Well, yeah,
I'm an almond piccolo.
To the point,
one's about to
an
come
almond
in the studio.
Piccolo. Oh, you're in your own group over there, mate. Right.
An almond piccolo.
Yeah.
I asked
have
my
a look
sister.
At the moustache. Of course, I get an almond piccolo.
I heard a lady in front of me once order a soy flat white with 7/8 milk.
I hate her.
Seven eighths.
That's not even maths. They're not even words. Why is she doing that? How smart does she think a barista is?
Yeah, order a flat white and you'll get a 7/8 by accident like 4 out of 5 times.
My sister won't order my coffee for me.
Because she's too
embarrassed? Yeah, I'm like, I want a small soy latte. Or sometimes I'll ask for a small soy mocha with honey. She's like, I won't. I will not order that for you.
Your sister's right on that one.
You get a coffee?
That's just some weird caffeine rocket fuel you got going.
Well, I have the palate of a 7-year-old, so I need to throw a bit of chocolate in there and a bit of honey, and I'm good to go.
Well, so that's coffee and underwear. Do we give the gig a plug, or should we do that, or anything else?
You guys said that we were just going to have a chat. So
you came in here all professional, though, going, "Hell, we're going to do lead-ins." And we were like, "I don't know, we're drunk."
I just wanted it to escalate to a point where all four of us were talking at the same time, and I think we achieved that.
So the gig is happening at the Enmore 9th of December. You can get your tickets at ticketek.com.au. Any chance of the fluoro yellow undies happening on stage at the gig?
Why not? They're my good luck numbers now. Yeah. So
people are going to be throwing their fluoro yellow undies at you.
I will give a plug out to Matt O'Kine. I've had the good fortune of doing a lot of touring with this fine comedian all through Australia and India. And if you haven't seen him, Cindy.
Cindy,
if you're listening,
give us a call.
You make sure you get a ticket. There you go, Matty. I got you one more ticket for tonight from Cindy.
We may
definitely get out there.
Cindy, get to ticketek.com.au and obviously the other guy on stand, Matt O'Kine. I don't know what just happened the past 5 minutes, but thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
All right, Christine in Epping, you've made it through. How are you going?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Hi,
I can't
Christine.
Believe it.
Very
I'm so
exciting.
Nervous.
Christine, I'm going to give you a letter straight away to get it in your head. S.
Okay.
S.
S is your letter. S.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
That is not a clue, so you haven't ruined it.
That's why I'm here, mate, just to ruin things.
As you know, S can be s and a sh 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 sh. There you go.
Good.
Radio craft right there into the microphone. We have to take your first answer, Christine, and you can only use that answer once. Just be quick and move on to the next one. If you can get them all 10 right, you do have yourself $10,000, but we'll give you $100 for everyone correct. Your time's going to start after this, the first question. Are you ready, Christine?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, great. Here we go. Name a female fashion brand.
Puss.
A cereal brand.
Special K.
An Australian athlete.
Pass.
An electronic brand.
Sennheiser.
A school subject.
Science.
A shower item.
Shampoo.
An AFL team.
Sydney Swans.
A fabric.
Silk.
A biscuit.
Falcon.
A music group.
S-Club 7.
A female.
Whoa.
Mate.
Slow
start, and then you just came strong.
Smashed
that was very good. What are we going to go with here? $800.
Yes.
That is a good amount of money on Sneaky Friday. You take that all the way to the pub and pretend it's the weekend.
100%. Thank you guys
wow.
so much.
Well done, mate. It's not 10 grand, but it's 800
still, bucks. Still. And obviously, you know, do all that drinking responsibly stuff when you're at the pub today. Naturally.
Oh, not. Well,
Celeste Barber in this morning for Em, who's off for the next. And you might not be able to tell this, but we Celeste is very fired up.
I am.
She's
fired
she's
up.
Very angry. She's baring her teeth. She's,
girl.
She's angry.
Happened,
she's found
girl,
something
oh,
on
I've
Mum's Net.
I read
she's,
this thing on Mum's
oh,
Net.
Oh, don't up. Go there.
Well, it was put in front of me and I was told to highlight parts and talk about it,
no,
so here I am.
Genuinely angry from something she most definitely found herself.
No, so on this Mum's Net thing, there's a stepmum who has not allowed her stepdaughter to move in with her, and the headline is Mum's Net uses slam mum who didn't let her stepdaughter move in.
Right.
Calm down. Now, I'm a step parent, so whatever I have to say here is gospel, and no one can argue with me because I'm the boss of step parenting.
Because you're right.
Everyone can have their opinion. Everyone's is wrong if it's not mine, though.
Well, they don't have a microphone, so I guess they are, aren't they?
True, my lord. A woman caused outrage on Mum's Net by complaining that her 23-year-old daughter, stepdaughter tried to move in with her and her family. The adult stepdaughter had asked to stay with them in the city flat the couple had bought with the woman's recent inheritance. So, and it says here, the woman complained that the first she'd heard of this request was when she received a message from her stepdaughter saying, "Hi, I want to move in with you guys for 3 months to start with, until she could find a job in the city that pays her well enough so she could move out or share a flat with others near the city." But then this next text message is the real, followed by, "Dad agreed. This is our plan."
Oh. Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
By the way, just before you really get into this, because I'm keen to hear it, every story ever in the history of Mum's
stories,
Net could start with a woman caused outrage on Mum's Net. That's all you need.
Fair
That's
enough.
All you need to know about that website.
But the mother then wrote back with one text and said, "I gave her a splendid no for the first time in my life. But since this, now Dad has chimed in and gone, 'No, that's not cool. You need to let my daughter live with us.'" And the ex-wife has thrown her back into a text as well and gone, "You're not making, let's call her Cynthia, part of the family. That's not cool." Cynthia is 23.
She's an adult.
Up, Cynthia.
I have two teenage stepdaughters.
Yes.
One of which lives with me full time. She's in Bali at the moment, and the other one's on the mid-north coast, so neither of them can hear this. I have tried to kick her out for the past 3 years. She lives with me for 6 years. But even during her
she's
HSC,
10.
Yeah, she's 10. I've toilet trained her, now I want her out. But I want to hear from people when they have come to a point in their relationship where they've got stepkids and they're like, "Oh, I don't know if I'm into you or not." Or is that too full on to get people to ring about that?
No,
do you hate your stepkids? No. Call us now.
But also, at 13, 10, 60, this can be for biological kids as well.
Do
you
hate your
get them out of the house? Do you hate your children?
Do you hate your kids? Call us now. Just text Harley straight up.
Yeah, just straight up text me. I'll give my number out on air because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
No, call up if you are struggling.
You have adult children at home,
to get your kids out. Yeah, it's a big deal now.
And if you reckon that this mother's done the right thing, this stepmother, is she doing the right thing by saying, "You know what? No, I don't want you in the spare room. You got to look after yourself." Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Do you disagree?
Get out.
13, 10, 60. Em off for the next couple of days. Got Celeste Barber filling in. So a very fired up Celeste Barber filling in. She's come across something on Mum's Net about a stepmother refusing to let her fully grown adult stepchild basically bludge and leech and move in with her and her husband.
And then it says in the article as well that the stepchild, she's not a stepchild, the step adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fully functional. Well, adult.
Fully functioning, who knows, has said, "Dad's okay with it," so it's what's going to happen.
Yeah, mate, I mean, that is absolutely off colour. Mm. We are approaching a stage now within our society in Australia where children are going to be living longer and longer and longer at home because of housing affordability. That's both buying or renting. Kids can't afford it. And
no,
so I'm actually looking at the reality that my boys will live with me forever, and I'm making steps so that can be done as comfortably as possible.
Very responsible.
Genuinely.
Well, you know what? If you're going to be rational and really open-minded and open-hearted about this, mate, we can't have a conversation. Look, I'm not interested.
Do you agree, disagree with the stepmum putting the foot down, saying, no, you're not welcome. You go do your own thing. Give us a call, 131060.
I think we've got some calls.
Mick in Liverpool. Mick, you're a step-parent.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I am.
What do you got for us, Mick?
I've got a 16-year-old. That's my wife's brother's child. Now, we've taken her on since she was 9 years old.
It's the
best feeling having a stepchild, watching them grow up and this and that. And I understand that, you know, once they get to like 23 or like, you know, that certain age, they do need to move out. But if she's honestly trying to get herself better, trying to look for work and trying to better herself, and she wants to get her own house, that's her goal, then help her out.
That's what
you are there for.
Yeah, good perspective in there. I've got to say I agree with that. When does your job stop as a parent? I'm 37. I'm still calling mum and dad up.
Is your mum still doing your washing for you?
Oh, mate, I wish.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about my mum. Like, my mum taught me how to wash when in my early teens. She did not suffer fools, Mavis, and we were all to pull our weight around the house. And so I'm a competent housekeeper. But there's something about my mum comes around in my house and she cleans my clothes with the same washing machine on the same setting with the same detergent. And jeez, they're clean,
though. It's different. Those whites have never been whiter.
I don't know why.
I'm exactly the same.
I'm like, how did you do that so good?
Yeah, I have a pile of stuff at my house for when my mum or my mother-in-law come over. They've got like a little stain, like an oil stain or something on it. I say to my husband, put it in the pile, and when one of them come over, they'll fix it. They fix it.
Mm-hmm. They're like magic fairies.
They're like magic fix-it fairies.
As opposed to the non-magic fairies.
Yeah. Yeah, just that average 9-to-5 fairies.
Jeez, there's a working stiff fairy over there. Hey, Mary in Calleyville, what's your opinion of this situation?
I agree with her. I think that if, God forbid, she couldn't work for some reason for a disability, I think she's made the wrong call. But we're so blessed in this country to have the opportunities that we have. And even if she didn't get paperwork or couldn't provide volunteering, we need it in this country. And I think that if you show a little bit of initiative, the parents will always come round. But you've just got to try and make that effort to prove the ability before, you know, just put everything out on the table. But if they're not willing to try, then, yeah, definitely she's made the right call, the mum. So
have you got kids, Mary?
Yes, I do. And I had to make it on my own from the age of 20. I had to leave home with nothing. And, you know, I touch wood, I've worked out okay, but I've always worked for what I have. And, you know, I'm a role model for my children. And you hope that in the long run it all pays off.
Yes, Mary.
Yeah.
Good, Mary. Yes.
You know what? If you're a parent, you do whatever you can
whatever gets you through.
But if your adult stepchild wants to live with you in an inner city apartment, kick them to the curb.
See you, mate.
As you know, I am the fortunate father of two absolutely splendid human beings in the shape of Leonard Valentine and Walter Aubrey. Walter being the 9-month-old idiot.
Yep. Excellent names.
And Leonard being the 7-year-old absolute loose unit. a great guy. I'm quite fond of him. He's allowed to stay for another year.
Then he's out.
We review it every year.
Loving parents.
Yeah, a good behaviour bond. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Celeste, but I avoid, like the plague, play dates.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in the past, it was because it usually came with parents that I didn't have strong opinions on, either for or against. It's just that you end up having these conversations that neither of you want to have because your kids are playing.
Well,
Leonard has hit the age now where playdates are sans parents. So he either goes to their house without me or they come to my house without them.
Right.
So I'm for it. And we were at school at the start of the week and Lennon was like, hey, can Lenny come over to our house for a play date? I'm like, sure, man. No worries. His mother and I had a little chat about it the next day. We did the walk home from school. We got to walk through this beautiful parkland on the way. And the boys were at peak level energy. Like,
straight after school, they're mad for it, aren't they?
Mad for it. And they were so excited about a play date. Like, they were just up everything.
Our
mutual friend.
You're wearing shoes. I'm
wearing shoes, Dad!
Like, everything is
shoes!
Our mutual friend Heath Franklin,
yes!
As some people might know, as the comedy character Chopper, once looked after my boy, and when I came home, he said to him, mate, that kid of yours lives vertically. Because he is just up stuff, always, right? He's
brilliant.
Just on the top of stuff. And these two kids are walking through the parkland, and I'm trying to stay out of it. I'm just with them.
Be cool.
I don't want to be the overbearing dad. I don't want to be telling Leonard off in front of his mates. But they're just being a little bit raucous because it's a beautiful day, and in the parkland are a lot of people doing a bit of sunbaking, having a casual drink over there by the rose bushes.
Yep.
And underneath a tree were two men sitting cross-legged with their hands in the prayer position, eyes shut, doing some quiet meditation.
Beautiful.
And these boys are at next-level energy.
Not on my watch.
Meditate to this, idiots. Yeah. And I was just about to intervene when Leonard noticed the men doing the meditation. And as I referenced earlier in the show, he's a keen meditator.
Yeah, like
he's
my son.
He's got himself a Medi-Teddy, which cost a couple of $1,000.
Remortgage the house.
It's a stupid amount of money for a stupid teddy bear with a stupid name. But anyway, good on him. So he saw the guys meditating and he said to his little mate, he goes, oh, shush, 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 shush. They're meditating.
Instant respect.
So beautiful. Instant respect for these guys in their spiritual moment in their meditation under the tree. My instinct was, anyway, I get my mouth shut. These boys go super quiet and they're right beside these guys and they've gone really quiet, very respectful. And then their train of thought changed. They didn't go peak energy. They were still very quiet. And Leonard said to Lenny, oh, man. My butthole's sweaty. His mate goes, yeah, my butthole's sweaty. And then Leonard goes, yeah, it's all mushy. And I just looked back at the guys whose eyes were open now and I went, meditate on that, guys.
I'm out for a couple of days. Celeste Barber. In.
Hi, guys. Hi. It's good to be. I can't believe it's 5 to 9.
It's almost
That's
done.
That's right, mate. We're almost absolutely done for the day. Sneaky Friday.
Well, it's now four to nine, so we're even closer.
Oh, yeah.
We're just
this
counting
is
down
so
those minutes is basically what we're doing.
Oh,
we're
there are
time.
Some mums. Yeah. There are some mums in cars at the moment going, just get your bag and
get out.
Andrew, leave Troy alone.
Oh,
yeah,
I
that's what's
swear
happening.
To
Yeah.
Now, Celeste, I've seen you looking at my top lip in awe.
Don't say that. That's rude.
For the great mustache that I'm growing out of my face.
Yeah.
And I'm just using the moment here to give another plug for a great cause, which is Movember. That's why I'm growing the mustache.
You may notice that I'm also trying to support that at the
and
moment.
And you're doing it for free.
Yes, I'm doing it because that's just what age does to women. Anyway, as
you
were.
No, you do you, mate.
Oh, yeah, you do you, boo.
It's fine.
Thanks, babe.
I can't see anything. I'm
well,
really looking
yeah,
now,
I've made
though.
Sure I've kept you at arm's distance and I'm hiding my face behind the microphone so you can just see my tattered brows.
It's an important message that I really believe in 100%. When the people from Movember asked me if I wanted to try and help spread the word of men's health, I said absolutely, and I coined a little phrase for it.
We're talking the three B's of men's health: balls, buttholes and brains. That is testicular cancer, prostate cancer and mental health.
I reckon it's better to just say balls, buttholes and brains.
Yeah, give
you?
No context. No context at all.
You really do throw your laughing gear around butthole, don't you?
Butthole. Love it.
Butthole. Mate, butthole.
My new show next year, I just went through the notes of, there are so many references with the word butthole. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to choose the best one.
Yeah.
I'm going to choose the best butthole.
That's a whole new workshop that you need to figure out.
It's a common problem a lot of people have. But head to Movember, /Harley Breen, if you would like to donate, because I did set the target of $10,000.
Where are we at, mate?
How's it going?
Well, we're at $2,000.
Yeah!
Listen,
still a week to go, though, mate.
It's less about the money and more about the awareness that I'm raising. Mm-hmm. We are also putting the link up on the Em and Harley Facebook page.
And
I would love your support.
Don't
just
be
to
tight.
Clarify, it's not butthole.com.
No, do not
forward
look at
slash
that one.
Harley
definitely don't type that into any computer that's registered to your name.
Ever.
But I'd love your support behind it. Or if there's somebody in your life that's doing Movember, then throw your support behind that as well. My little brother showing me up at the moment. He set a target of $200. He's had to reset his target of $1,000 now because he's doing a really good job.
Step it up, Brent.
You at all, yeah.
Oh, I should have set the target low.
Yeah.
And look like a hero.
Yeah, true, because that's what it's about, how you look.
I said it. That's what charity is about, Celeste.
How good
that's
you look,
why
brother.
Why you get involved is yep. how good I look as a person. Well,
very charitable, you are very charitable.
There's still a week to hit the 10K, so Sydney, don't be tight asses. Hey, just open up the wallet, donate. As we said, the link's on the Em and Harley Facebook page. We're filled pretty well, guys. It's now 8:59.
Oh,
so
mate,
we did our job good.
It.
Hey, Celeste, I've had a
mate.
Brilliant time with you today.
Me too,
thanks
loves.
For popping in on Sneaky Friday.
Can I hang out tomorrow, please?
Absolutely.
I'm going to come and hang out tomorrow.
Like
I might have new hair tomorrow.
Any see. Sway oh. in the decisions.
Yeah. Harley said it's okay. Harley said it's cool for me
Look
to come
everybody
back.
Everybody not listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone just went, she's really loud.
And MC, it's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you, mate. I suppose
well.
I'll rock up tomorrow morning. I'll just wait for the boss to tell me what to do. I'll go, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Do Harley will text you, tell you when to come in.
Big thank you to Matty O'Kine as well for coming on the show this morning. Make sure you grab tickets to see his show. It's happening at the Enmore. I've thrown out my piece of paper, December 9.
And who sure, knows? That'll
yeah.
do.
Do yep. that, buy the tickets, go check him out. The Emerson.